Rabbi Shambon, often poverty-stricken themselves, protected the Jews despite risk to their own lives. In June of 1943, the German police raided a local secondary school and sent 5 Jewish students to Auschwitz. They also arrested the teacher, Daniel Trochme, Pastor Trochme's cousin, and deported him to the concentration camp where he was killed. Soon thereafter, Pastor Trochme himself was identified as the leader of the operation. He was arrested and interned in a French prison camp for 28 days. During his interrogation, the French government demanded he cease his illegal activities. His response was clear. These people came here for help and for shelter. I am their shepherd. A shepherd does not forsake his flock. I do not know what a Jew is. I know only human beings. History books tell us it is great men and great armies who make history. Compared to the mighty military campaigns of World War II, the story of Les Chambon is a small one. The worth of moral action is often measured by the number of people it impacts. So ordinary individuals affecting the lives of a few are easily overlooked. With nearly 70 million lives lost in World War II, a few French eccentrics and Les Chambon did virtually nothing to stop Hitler's war machine and death camps. Their mountainous village was an irrelevant drop in a bottomless ocean of war. But in the secret rooms and converted attic spaces of Les Chambon, the actions of a Protestant minister and a few hundred allies were far from insignificant. They believed God acts in stealthy ways, under the radar, and so should they. They believed Christian compassion was tangible, a light of goodness filtering under the doorframe, shining in dark corners and chasing out shadows. They believed each individual life saved was one step closer to the end of the war. Despite any criticism of their tireless work in this century or the last, the Chambonnets remind us, real people with their own proper names saved real human beings in that village, and these precious few people count. The actions in Les Chambon were carried out not by City Hall or the Red Cross, but by individual citizens in the privacy of their homes, led by both men and women alike. In their daily decisions of courage, mostly at their kitchen tables and in small groups, the Chambonnets shouldered the crushing need of the world, and they did so gladly. André Trochme's wife, Magda, even considered their actions a hobby for her and her friends. As they skillfully smuggled Jews into neutral Switzerland through a highly organized underground network. They were ordinary citizens motivated by the preciousness of each human life, acting in the moment for the right purpose. André and Magda Trochme would later reflect on their lives and remember 1934 to 1944 in Les Chambon as their happiest years. It was when they believed they did their most important work. In the 1970s, an American named Philip Halley spent a few months in Les Chambon and conducted research for a book he would later write called Lest Innocent Blood Be Shed, which chronicled the story of the heroic Chambonnets. In almost every interview Halley had with the Chambonnets, they were put off by the moral complexity of his questioning and confused as to why he would explore this topic at all. Halley writes that there came a moment when nearly every interviewee would pull back and look firmly into his eyes. One after another, they responded with, "How can you call us good? We were doing what had to be done. Who else could help them? You must understand that it was the most natural thing in the world to help these people. Their good deeds were nothing more than an instinct, a natural reflex in the body of Christ." For the villagers of Les Chambon, the question that arose from Nazism wasn't how could God allow such evil to occur, but how God works through ordinary people to combat such evil. Rather than over-theologizing and over-analyzing, the Chambonnets jumped in headfirst. There wasn't time to attend a conference on orchestrating a social movement or wait for a diploma to hang on an office wall. Guided by a belief in humanity and true feelings of empathy, they met in their one-room church, trained themselves, and changed the world. The astounding compassion of these French commoners has humbled me greatly. Yet, as modern people looking back on history, we have the tendency to romanticize its dissidents into superhuman saints immortalized in stained glass. The courage of the Chambonnets seems almost Marvel comic worthy, existing in a time and place outside the human experience. But we can't forget that the Chambonnets were farmers, builders, stay-at-home moms.